Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. Every year on the second weekend of October, birdwatchers across the country demarcate a 17-foot-wide circle, set up shop within it, and bird from dawn to dusk. Local chapters of the National Audubon Society organize the event, appropriately titled the Big Sit. Birders chat, knit, and even barbecue during the event, all while keeping account of the different birds they see. Swan Lake National Wildlife Refuge in Sheraton County has played host to the Grand River Audubon Society's Big Sit for more than two decades. With two large bodies of water and a mixture of wetlands, prairie, and cropland, the refuge provides habitat for a wide variety of birds and an ideal location for what one member of the society described as tailgating for birders. I spoke with Audubon Society members Terry McNeely, Zeb Yoko, Steve Kinder, Brent Galliard, and June Newman.
My name is Terry McNeely, and I'm a corrections officer. That's what I do. I got here at 5 a.m., so I've been here for 5.5 hours. We just be patient for anything that comes through. Some days it's busy, sometimes it's pretty slow and just conversation. At this time, we're at 48 species.
There's a merlin.
Oh,
going around.
Well, you lost him unless he comes out on the sun side.
I'm Zeb Yoko. I work at the refuge here, actually. I got into birding because I wanted to work in conservation, and I tagged along with one of my professors for a while, and then I worked for a bird observatory, actually. So I kind of got thrust into it, and it's really fun, and it's such a neat community, too.
We have currently 3 full-time, 1 temporary being me, and then we had one person that just left. So typically there's 4 full-time, but it kind of fluctuates, and then it'll probably change in November after the election anyway.
Most of the birds flying out right now are tree swallows and barn swallows, a few red-winged blackbirds. Every once in a while some double-crested cormorants fly over, some American white pelicans fly over, but for the most part right now it's just pretty much swallows. They're hunting lunch, kind of like we're going to be hunting lunch, but they're hunting insects that are flying out there just over what little water there is. I'm assuming there's some kind of flying insect out there. For the most part right now, it's just pretty much swallows. And they're on their migration. It's probably peak of their, maybe a little past peak of their migration.
I joined a local Audubon group in Chillicothe right after they started. And I got with some people that were bird watchers. Went out on some trips and saw some birds I didn't even know we had here. Yeah, that's how I got started.
A good friend of mine hooked up with a birder and got him interested, and then he was starting to point the birds out that he was seeing and hearing, and then that caught my interest, and because we're good friends, we just, you know, share the hobby, and the more you do it, the more you kind of get hooked on it. It's kind of like a disease.
I moved to Missouri in 04. I live in Carrollton. And most of the people I knew there were relatives. So I began to look for some other friends. I had done some birding in Kansas, but not a lot. Steve and Larry Lade would pick me up at McDonald's in Richmond, and we would look for the Western Kingbird that was always there. Oh, that was interesting.
Those were the voices of Terry McNeely, Zeb Yoko, Steve Kinder, Brent Galliard, and June Newman. That's it for Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. You can find this story and more on our website at kbia.org.